clear evidence of sabotage because the amount of heat that was shot out at the bridge, Cincinnati area where Ohio was at, it's just no way you can get this hot. And we're gonna tell you and show you why sabotage U.S. under attack, Dame Carter Bridge connecting Cincinnati. It's now shut down, said to have structural damage due to a car explosion and fire that took place underneath the bridge. National Guards have been called on standby. Governor Inslee put them on standby for this election week. As we speak right now, we also have a new fence being installed where they're putting spikes on it. And you can see a video right here of unknown vehicles.
Got an unknown motorcade coming at us. I think we're just going to stay here for a moment. Not quite sure who that is.
So these are unknown motorcades coming in close to where DC area is. So they're all getting prepared. You can see Secret Service guy right there. And you can see Marine One, and that was Biden, getting in there earlier. The continuity plans, we've been breaking it down. We'll show you the spikes on the fence with video image. But first, let's get into this. National Guard on standby for election week. We knew that was coming. Moving into this video though, really quick, you need to see this because we then broke down some clues that things just not looking right.
Developing tonight, all lanes of I-471 between Cincinnati, Ohio and Northern Kentucky are shut down following an overnight fire. The fire happened underneath the Daniel Carter Beard Bridge, which spans the Ohio River. The Department of Transportation there says the damage to the bridge is significant. No one, though, was injured. Investigators say the fire broke out near a playground.
So we want to break down, because we got some photos. We got some photos of underneath the bridge. I'm about to break this down because they ain't telling us something here. So when I look at this, I'm going to show you after effects of this right now. So it was a playground underneath there. This bridge was built with steel beams and they're melting. Look at that. So you got to ask the question, okay, what's the melting point of steel beams? The melting point of steel beams can range from 2,500 to 2,800 Fahrenheit. It depends on the steel's composition and grade. So we're going to go with 2,500 to 2,800. Now, let's look at the steel beams on the other end over here, and you can check it out to see what it looks like. But here's the question. They said a car exploded. Okay, so then the question becomes, how hot does a car get when it explodes? And we look at that and it says a car fire can generate the heat of over 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit. In one study, the temperature inside of a car during full-scale fire experiment peaked at 900 C. So that can't melt the bridge though. You see what I'm saying? And now I'm about to get you down into the part to where it really starts to deepen and we start to understand a little bit more of the scenario of this fire. So I'm gonna give you one other image of the steel beams that was melted, and then I'm gonna tell you straight up just what I believe this is, because there's no other explanation. This is right in your face. Here's another steel beam melted from underneath this bridge. You can see how the area look. And the final solution that I came up to after everything, the only thing that gets close to this, some people say dews. You think dews? You could say dews, but I think this is what it was. The temperature of a bomb explosion can vary on the type of bomb and distance from the explosion. Military bombs have tested and recorded of temperatures of up to 2,480 C, which is about 4,500 Fahrenheit. So the melting point, to me, it only says that a bomb was put inside of a vehicle, a car, put underneath this bridge to purposely sabotage it. There are about 7 military bases with special functions out in that area. They could have probably tried to stop them from crossing the bridge, but they have multiple bridge points over there. There's other bridge points. But they did this for a reason. They said infrastructure attacks in the RAND documents would be something that was going to happen, and it was going to happen around this season. And so I think this was a purposely done sabotage attack. Moving into the next part, though, let's go back to the White House, where they're putting spikes up on the fences just today, November 1st. Let's go into the video clip. The Marine One was leaving, taking out crippled Joe Biden. And what we're going to look at here is the next piece of them putting the spikes up. National Guard is on call, preparing to have to enter at any given moment. But we're going to let Biden fly out in the Marine One. He's not going to be protected. It was actually a video of a Marine saying, "Oh, you called us garbage, but wait till everything happens." And he didn't say what was going to happen, but he said once they press the button, which he means if they go continuity of government, it's going to be a bunch of military, ex-military people prepared for what the continuity of government plans are. And the people who are talking all that crap in the other side of the government, basically, they're going to let their hands off of him and not protect them. That's literally online. I should have put the video on here. Here they are putting up spikes on the fences right now. So as you can see, they're making sure nobody climbed the fences. And I'm going to tell you what we should be looking at. We should be having some cameras out in the next coming days, weeks, and months, because I already know what the next situation is going to be. We'll talk about that here in a second. But he's setting up the spikes. So these are really tiny little spikes, which leads me to kind of believe, do they really want to keep people out? Because if you put like a stepping stool or something right there to step over, I mean, I don't know, man. It just seems like if they was really serious about this perimeter, what if somebody come with a couple boxes and just stack them and jump over that crap? I don't know. I mean, they're pretending to get serious. But all the money they got, if they really wanted to stop it, I thought they would put that other wire, the bar wire type of circular stuff across there. So that's really suspicious to me. I said mysticious. Is that even a word, mysticious? So check this out right here. The next pieces of what's going to happen, probably, we're looking at probably if potentially, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but people messing with the grid. And remember, it was a Marine who got arrested, who was trying to sabotage the grid. You can look this story up. It said Marine faces 7 years for trying to plot attack on grid. He got arrested like a couple months ago. So it's not going to be somebody from the outside. It's going to be somebody from the inside if these scenarios do take place. This bridge was hit in prepare for them to not probably be able to move stuff around like they want to logistically. This is what it's looking like, because for this to be a scenario, it's just wild. So here's the story here. We know that between this is another pandemic plan. And if it's somebody down there on the ground also where this bridge is at, we need to get I got all the images here and stuff like that. But we need to just probably get a slightly more decent look at this, because they hit a couple bridges early in the year. This is really, though, the ramp up phases of how it begins. They just had the fire scenario breakout where the people were setting the buses on fire. It's just all simultaneous action. November 8th, though, same day of the election, they have a mass casualty event drill. It's going to go live during the exact time of the election. A lot of people probably don't even know about that. So they are preparing to go live with a drill that we now know that Washington has one of the continuity of government operators that was put in during the National Defense Authorization Act when Obama was put in. That was 2012. 2013, he was put in. He's been the continuity planner since then in Washington. So this is very interesting that happens. I broke that story down already, but in the last video clip, I broke down even more. I want to thank everybody, too, also who helped me reach the goal that I needed to reach. We're $100 away from reaching the actual goal. You can click that link down there in basically in the comment section. We'll have more breaking down this story. Thanks for tuning in. The video clip that we put on the left-hand side, don't forget to watch that as well. It's very